Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Shine like lights in the world as you hold on to the word of life.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Things that cause sin will inevitably occur, but woe to that one by whom they occur. It would be better for him if a millstone were put around his neck and he be cast into the sea, than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. Be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. And if he wrongs you 7 times in one day and returns to you 7 times, saying, 'I am sorry,' you should forgive him." And the apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." The Gospel of the Lord. I'm doing a bit of penance in celebrating this Mass because it is the festival of Duns Scotus, who is a person most of you have probably never heard of, and that's because Aquinas won. But he was an important character in the 13th century. He was a priest and a theologian from Scotland. That's what the SCOTUS part means, not Supreme Court of the United States. It's the original SCOTUS. He's best remembered because he makes some of the original arguments for the Immaculate Conception. Here's the reason, though, I chose to celebrate the feast today and why I think it's important. So, holiness is not identical to being right all the time, or just like getting an A on the catechism quiz, which is different than saying content doesn't matter or the truth is all relative. But St. John Paul II is the one who finally, 800 years later, declared Duns Scotus to be blessed, because he was able to recognize, he spent a large portion of the early part of his career writing about why this guy was wrong on XYZ. But he recognized that being wrong about particular ideas or propositions was not the same thing as being of bad faith or of being unholy. That's important for us. In a world so divided, it's important to be able to recognize the holiness of those with whom we disagree, even about very important things. The Lord cautions his disciples against scandal, which is not the same as celebrity gossip, but is what happens when our actions lead another person to sin. I don't know how many of Duns Scotus's mistakes intellectually caused anyone to sin. But I know that a lot of people, for the next 800 years, basically making fun of people that liked the guy, certainly led other people into sin. Our tendency toward tribalism and to setting up unnecessary divisions between groups of people is probably the greatest temptation that most of us face today. If you're not for me, in every way, you're against me, in ways I can't even anticipate. And so I should be afraid of you. This is a far cry from how Dante imagines the blessed in heaven. There, he takes Aquinas and Bonaventure, who did not get along in life, and he has them singing hymns about each other. Now, I want you to think for just a moment about the person you struggle with most in the whole world. And I want you to imagine you having so much love inside you that when you get to heaven, you can praise God for that person. and lay out all their virtues and glory in a certain way, even in their mistakes made in good faith, inasmuch as they speak to their goodwill, their good character, their love for God, and hopefully your love for them.